The muscular man with a shaved head grimaces at the needle dancing across his broad chest. The inky Gothic letters of a Latin phrase begin to form on his skin. Amor vincit omnia. Love conquers all.
The first 5 minutes takes some getting used to. It's uncomfortable, but then you start to enjoy the pain afterwards.
Zane Collier, a lifestyle coach, is spread-eagled on a metal stretcher. At the mercy of master tattooist Tiplo Tsotsetsi, inside the studio of black and white tattoos.
I start to fall asleep or go into like a hypnotic state, so I forget about it. Yeah, the only thing is that you get very hungry. That's the only thing that I don't like.
You get hungry?
I get hungry. I want to eat the whole time.
And you can't eat while it's been...
Tsotsetsi plays some chilled music to relax Collier. The tall, dreadlocked tattooist twirls a matte black and silver electronic needle. He says he and his partner, Dave Smith, work with their clients to create original tattoos.
Give us your idea, then we'll work on your design. And to be fresh, we don't want to go to the net and just choose one and do that, because you'll find that thousands of people got the same tattoo around there. You know, we want something unique, something that's going to be you, with different technique on it.
Smith is a stocky young man with a thick brown beard. He wears a green beanie and blue surgical gloves as he completes a tattoo on a customer's back. Smith says some people ask for tattoos on unbelievable parts of their bodies.
I'd say the most crazy one was just above someone's genitalia, yeah? He wanted it on the genitalia, and we denied him that. We're like, no, if you're going to be realistic, you must treat us like realistic people, you know? Like,
yeah.
That's not odd, that's something else, you know? Yeah.
So Tetsi says some people want tattoos to reflect their adherence to dark religious practices, as he puts it.
It's certain beliefs that I can't mention, so we can't do them, because even out there, they have like a negative feeling amongst people, and...
Some people come in here and ask for like satanic symbols.
Like in ignorance and in stupidity, like, hello, I would like to get this on my throat, or I'd like to get this, and I'm like, no, my friend. Let's do that.
Tsotsetsi says demand for Nelson Mandela-inspired tattoos spiked dramatically the day after his death.
I had so many people coming here to get Mandela portraits, getting Mandela codes, getting that, yeah.
He's tattooed a portrait of the smiling icon on the chest of customer David Holland. Holland says he got the tattoo because Mandela made all his values come true.
At the end of the day, I make it personal for myself. Mandela didn't fight for the freedom of South Africa and for himself. He fought for my freedom. So because he fought for my freedom, I get to have a black tattoo artist, a black business partner, Mauritian fiancé, later on in life, when my kids ask me who's that person, I can say mommy and daddy got to be together because this person made sure that everyone could interact and be together normally.
As he works on a big blonde man, Smith says all his customers fascinate him when they speak about the inspiration behind their tattoos. From drug abuse, to falling in and out of love, to spells in prison, to the violent deaths of friends.
And I said, no, if you've got a good tattoo artist, you don't need a therapist at all, you know? Yeah. Which is true. You'll see all these guys with main good pieces. You must know they've got some serious stories to tell, you know? Interesting people, though. It's expressive people.
Tsotsetsi describes his clientele as an eclectic mix.
The other day I was tattooing a lawyer, then 2 hours later, you could see that this guy, you know, is like the opposite of lawyer, straight opposite, you know. You can see like somehow they can work together. One might need help from the other, you know. We get bank managers, we get priests, we get like students, we get all people.
When they've completed their tattoos for the day, Smith blasts heavier music. And Tsotsetsi reflects on the fact that many of his customers are now women.
Men used to get big tattoos, but now your girls, they get sleeves, they, you know, because they understand tattoos better. Once they get that freedom of expressing themselves, they don't stop, you know, they just continue with it.
Yeah.
He says women do more research on their tattoos, are less impulsive than men, and more open to suggestions, and also braver, adds Smith.
The tattoos they get, it's on places that men would squeal and cry, and the girls would be like calm and chilled about it. And just sit here, and they won't even have that.
Easy,
you know?
Yeah.
The men, you can actually see, like when you tattoo them, how they take it. They don't take it too great, you know. They take it. Maybe it's us with a heavier hand on. I don't even know.
The next day, the partners are back at their posts, their needles creating more art on human skin. Because, they say, it means that their work lives and breathes on the bodies of housewives in shopping malls, under press suits in corridors of power, under robes behind pulpits, under overalls in jails. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.